For this Thursday, August 14th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebben reporting. Coming up this Saturday at Murphy Park in New Harmony is a Relay for Life and 5K run of North Posey. The event is from 7:45 a.m. until 2 p.m. The Kids Dash starts off the morning at 7:45, and the 5K run slash walk will follow right after at 8 o'clock. Then at 10 o'clock is when the opening ceremony will take place. Lunch in the park is at 11, live auction at 1, and the closing ceremony is at 2 o'clock. All proceeds benefit cancer research. Local high schools returned to the classroom last week, and next week, classes at local universities will begin. At USI, Welcome Week continues today and tomorrow. Classes at USI begin on Monday. At the University of Evansville, their classes begin on Wednesday. UE officials say the school has been recognized as one of the best colleges for 2025 by Money Magazine. According to a press release, Money uses research and advice from the nation's top experts on education quality, financing, and value to create a practical analysis of the nation's best performing colleges. Officials say schools were ranked in quality of education, affordability, and outcomes, including graduate earnings. UE was previously named to the list in 2019 and 2023. Some more news out of Evansville. There's an update on the sinkhole repairs happening on Riverside Drive. Evansville sewer crews say all the sheet piling has been installed around the site so they can now start putting up support beams. Once that's done, crews say they can start sewer line repairs. The sinkhole opened back in February, and crews say repairs have been slowed due to wet weather. Crews hope to have it fixed and the road reopened in October. Tonight in local high school sports, Mount Vernon Volleyball has their scrimmage versus South Spencer at home at 5:30, and Wildcats girls soccer plays their scrimmage at home against Boonville at 5:30. Also this evening, North Posey boys tennis travels to Vincennes at 5 o'clock. In local college action this evening, the fall sports season officially begins for the University of Evansville and also USI. Purple Aces women's soccer is on the road at Southeast Missouri State at 6 o'clock, while Screaming Eagles women's soccer takes on Nebraska on the road at 7:05. Finishing up with professional sports in Major League Baseball from Wednesday, the St. Louis Cardinals got beat in the finale of a 3-game series at home against the Colorado Rockies 6-5. The Cardinals lost 2 of 3 in the series and are back to 500 of the season at 61-61. St. Louis will have today off before taking on the New York Yankees in a 3-game set at home on Friday. The Chicago Cubs picked up a win in Toronto over the Blue Jays 4-1. The Cubs now have a record of 68-51. They finish up the 3-game series this afternoon at 2:07. The Cincinnati Reds shut out the Philadelphia Phillies at home 8-0 to pick up a series win. The Reds' record moves to 64-58. Cincinnati is off the day before welcoming the Milwaukee Brewers into town on Friday for a 3-game series. That's news and sports for this Thursday, August 14th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebben. Have a great Thursday. Your weather forecast is next.